I'm done, bro. Wait, where you going? To watch the Full 94 podcast. Can't watch that without me. Wait up, bro. You know Full 94 is my favorite show.
Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left and not followed them. Sobriety tests, I am walking nothing line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut, then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner, check it, and I ain't even firing. Church time's God, I'm a product of my environment. We are winners, losers come with me. Never letting flesh envy, we don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold like we win in the head, yeah, we win in the head.
Don't mind me, don't mind me. I'm just sending out links so y'all will mind the crew. How about that? Ha ha! What's going on, family? The 494 here on MTMV Sports. We here, we back, it's good. You know what I mean? We missing the queen. I was about to say fourth queen. That would have been us three. So I had to correct myself. We missing the queen. Shout out to Sports Talk with CC. We miss you. You know we love you. Helping for a speedy recovery. Get you back on here. You already know. That's Women's true. March Madness about to pop off, and she is in the weeds, bro. You already know what it is. Jew Wildress, what's going on?
Ain't nothing but a thing, bro. I'm on spring break, man, so I'm feeling good.
I know you need to sleep in.
Huh?
No law work?
It's still working, Bob, but, you know, I ain't got to go down to the city this week. So I'm getting a nice little reset and ready to attack the last 3 weeks of the semester, dog. Hurry back, see? Come on now.
Big fact. Wildress, what's going on down there in the South, man?
I said the South. This has got me fighting for my life, but our producer who's hating because – he gets 10 months of winter. Is mad at me. He need to get it together. Either way, the Celtics are trash as far as I'm concerned, just for his purpose. But it's beautiful out here. It's sundress season. I just talked to C. Had to tell C she had to sit down because, you know, C started feeling better all of a sudden. She wanted to move. So, C, I know you're watching this. Sit down somewhere, big dog. I'm moving. All right?
Big facts. Big facts. It's all love. You already know what it is, man. Look, check this out. If you saw the thumbnail, you kind of know where we're going with this. I don't really. This is a hard one for real. I ain't gonna lie to you. Even got to get it. That first headline is hurtful.
But why do we do this, bro?
I mean, look, what happened? This, let me just tell y'all how it goes. For everybody out there who don't know. So we got four people of the 494, four hosts. Mm-hmm. That is me. That is Jude. That is Wildress, that is Sports Talk with C. And our lovely producer, he's a Celtics fan. So any chance he gets to put down anybody on, like he called AD Street Clothes. He don't even say his name for real. The fact that he put AD there is surprising to me. I thought he was gonna put Street Clothes. But but it is what it is. So Let's have this dance. Let's have this conversation, because the reality of what happened was we saw talking about street clothes. See, what we saw was a thumbnail. We saw a meme came across Instagram. I forget who shared it in the group, but what they checked out is that it was AD's record against the big man, right? So right. What we're seeing is struggles with big, not street ballers, play pat, big fat. So Sabonis, since 2016, 0-10. AD ain't never beat that man. Joel Embiid, 1-7. The Joker, I don't even think they put it on there, but I think it was at least 0-7.
For the last seven games.
The last seven games, he ain't been able to beat that man. One, we got to have a conversation. Is this the way we want to look at LeBron's last couple years playing with a big man? Because what happens is and I'll speak from just the GM perspective. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. When I'm looking at this, I'm like, the ceiling is high, right? The upside is high. When he's locked in and healthy, he is a problem. But the problem is the inconsistency of being locked in. and being healthy. So that's the issue that we're having. And you don't know when you come to the gym, you look at your players, you're like, do I trade this person to try to get this because I'm the inconsistency happens. But then you get to the playoffs and he does what he did last playoffs. We end up losing and getting swept by the different Nuggets. But when you talk about this series against Magic, not Magic, I'm sorry. Not the Magic. I said the Magic. The Warriors, who we played in the first round? Was it Memphis?
Yep.
Yeah.
Memphis in the first round, the second round played Golden State to get over. I mean, they got to the Western Conference Finals. Let's not lie. But I mean, what do y'all got to say? We were just talking about it. Like, I'm gonna come to you, but I know you've been watching the person as a Lakers fan. Like, what are we looking at when it comes to AD, bro?
Oh, you said you. Listen, man, locked into this man for $60 million a year, bro. That's basically your only trade piece, bro. Shout out to Rob Pelinka for out here ruining lives and making Jew sweat every other night. Now, we're not going to say Anthony Davis is trash. We're not going to do that on this show.
That was a thumbnail.
our producer literally gets out of bounds on a consistent basis. He does it on a make.
Exactly.
But you do have to ask yourself the question, is the $60 million worth it? Is 80 really what he's saying he's supposed to be? Because the first issue that we have that we all talk about in the group chat is he doesn't even want to play center. Big dog, you 6'11 and 7 foot. You lanky. That's the position you need to be playing. You should be out here dominating. Now, I personally, of course, watch the Sixers games versus the Lakers. It's not to say AD doesn't show up sometimes, but he does get dominated. Now, the Jokic series, we've seen what happened. My question is, how are you 0-10 against Domantas Sabonis, the same person that you said was not an all-star?
I love that you brought that up.
The same person that said,
this man always changed my words, boy. I hate it.
I wish we could bring the group chat up.
Bring it back. I never say he was not an all-star. I say he wasn't a starter.
Okay, well, clearly he is a starter.
No, he's not.
Because AD was supposed to be starting, and he should have started over AD. That boy is scared. He needs to get it together. There's no way you should be. You are considered one of the greatest players ever in the world, and you're 0-10. They were on Twitter saying that we don't want him on the USA team because he can't beat the Europeans. Bro. Because he got to tell the truth. Tell us how you feeling, Jew.
So for me, man, that graphic don't really tell the full story. It say that he's what, 0-10 versus Sabonis now?
Yes.
In the last 10 games. But they count in games where Sabonis was scoring 5 points. Well, Sabonis clearly had a better team with the OKC Thunder. Clearly.
Indiana. Yeah.
He had a better team there. So
when?
What you mean? In 2018. 17 in the Pelicans? Come on, bro. The Pelicans was good 1 year when they got Cousins.
Who did Indiana have that made him better, bro?
But aside from that, they're counting points where Domantas Sabonis scored 5 points, 2 points, 3 points. Like, come on, man. And Anthony Davis averaging more points versus Sabonis, more rebounds, more blocks. Like, okay. But we're in this society where it's like, oh, but did he win? Oh, no? Cool. But then we glorify people who are career losers by their definition from the past. So apply the same logic, man.
All right, so let's apply the same logic then. Tell me the last game. Let's just talk to the last game again about the
Monsters. De'Aaron Fox had what? More than Sabonis. It ain't just a Sabonis thing, bro.
So we're not going to talk about the highlights where it was nothing but Sabonis' body and AD? We going to hear that?
He hit him with an elbow, bro.
I need somebody to give us that Indiana team that Jew said was better than the Pelicans team.
I got you.
So that we can understand who was on that team. Because I don't remember. Did they have prime Reggie Miller? Was Chuck Person there? Did they have Devlin Shrimp? Because if they ain't had none of them big dogs, I'm calling fraud.
You want the 2017-18?
There you go.
Let's go 16. That's the rise they were talking about. They went 42-40 that year.
Who was the starting lineup on that team?
Let's see. They had PG.
Hey, man, you told me Sabonis never played with the Thunder. Yes, he did.
Demontis Sabonis?
Yes, he did.
I didn't know that.
So that's when what I'm saying, man. He played with Russ, them, man. Stop playing with me, bro. He had a better team than
Hold up. If he played on the Thunder, bro, was he actually playing on the court or was he on the bench?
What you mean? He played 81 games with them.
Here's the thing. Something ain't adding up. Because even in the group chat, you was telling truths. Now we get on the show. Now all of a sudden you Johnny Cochran.
Brother, he played 81 games with Oklahoma City Thunder.
He played. Okay, he played 1 year. He played 1 year with the Thunder. 2016-17 season.
So we going all the way back.
Hold on.
2017.
Hold on. That Pacer team that the Cavs went 7 games with in the playoffs, Domantas Sabonis was on that team. Hold up.
Wait a minute. Pause. When did AD go to the Lakers?
19.
But they counted.
Wait a minute. The last 10 games between Sabonis and AD, he was not playing for the Thunder, bro.
Right.
Hold up.
Yes, he was. Yes, he did.
The argument was the last 10 games.
Bro. Yes, he did.
The last 10 games. So you said the last 10 games goes back to 2016.
They counted all of them, bro. They counted all of them.
The 10 go back to 2016, yeah.
Because a lot of them, hold on. The reason that it go back that far is because AD be hurt.
That's true. Because he'll be playing. Because they play full time. They play full time.
No excuses. It's the truth.
We trying to excuse for everything, bro. When AD on the court, he ain't showing up. The highlights just showed him. Sabonis was treating that man like they was playing NBA Street, bodied him, dunked the ball, then put the ball in the stomach and ran off.
It's fine, bro. Drew, let's just be this. Let's ask this question. Can your face?
You gotta come up with excuses for this. This is sad.
I'm not trying to make no excuses. My question for Drew is, what are we talking about when we see AD play against these type of men, the Joels, the Jokers, the Sabonises? What do you see in AD? Let's say that. When he's on the court healthy, both guys are healthy.
I see a competitor, bro. He just gave he gave Jokic 40 in the playoffs last year. They still lost.
We lost that game.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody talk about that, though. It ain't like he just non-existent.
I mean, he's inconsistent. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
If he had 40, then that means Bron had a bad game. Is that what we're saying?
I don't know.
now you copping, please?
But I always – hey, Miles, tomorrow he's going to say, I always bring up LeBron. Remember this, okay?
This is very true.
Okay.
Because the fact
tomorrow, when you say I always bring up LeBron, because I don't mean to. But if you want to talk about bro, we can talk about it. If you want to talk about bro, we can talk about it.
Okay. Well, fine. We can talk about it. If AD put up 40 in the game in the playoffs, and they still lost, that means the other stars around them didn't do their job, right?
I would agree, bro. Yeah.
Okay, so then just say yes or no. You ain't got to go through all that.
Yeah.
You can't even say yes or no.
That game. I want to say Bron had a good game that first game, bro.
And don't stop giving me the camel cigarettes disclaimers, bro.
Man, camel cigarettes disclaimer. We just didn't have the defense.
He's capping.
I'm not capping at all. We know you hate LeBron James, bro, but be for real.
That's what it is. Quick question, Miles.
But anyway, bro, my question is this right here, dog. Because he talked nonsense.
Was I not just showing LeBron love for the game?
About LeBron James.
I was just showing mad love.
My question is this, bro. What happened to Anthony Davis's shot?
Oh man, that's a great question.
What happened to it?
Talk to the
I saw folks. A graphic today that said the championship season, AD made 73 threes. Since then, AD has made 72 threes.
That's crazy. Shot disappeared. Hey, lethal shooter. Can you get with AD, please? We appreciate
it. Bro, need to get off from around Bron and all these mansion parties in the summertime and get in the lab, bro.
Here go that jumper, dog. It's in the wrist, homie. Know what I mean? Hey, let's get to it, man. Look, we all collectively here at the 494, we do not agree. The AD is trash. and this graphic that we put up. That's the rest.
Oh, boy.
That's the rest. Oh, look. But this is what it is. But let's get to the play-in playoff busters, man. Talk to me about these playoff teams that we believe for the play-in. Willie the Pooh. I love it. Talk to me about this. The play-in teams that we think can bust something open.
Yo, relax, man. That's the homie, dog. Relax.
But check this out. Talk to me. What about these play-in teams that we think can knock out a number one, number two, number three seed? And is it, we mentioned teams like the Heat, Lakers, Mavericks, 76ers, Warriors. Like, when you really got to see these squads, what team are you trusting, Drew? I'm going to start with you. What team are you trusting to knock a number one, two, three seed out?
Suns.
You think Phoenix will do something?
Yeah, I think they about the only ones. If Joel Embiid come back, the Sixers, I don't trust the Heat. They're not going to do that magic again in the playoffs this year. I don't trust the Lakers because whatever. And then I don't trust this, Golden State, man, because I just don't think they got it no more.
All right, so right now the 7-8 matchup is Mavericks and Suns. Who you got?
Mavericks versus the Suns?
Yep, 7-8.
Ooh.
I'm taking the Mavericks.
Luka been putting behind for a while.
So you get to see Dallas and Denver in the first round. Right now.
That was an amazing game yesterday, boy.
I ain't going to lie to you. And that lefty floater was crazy.
all without no food in his stomach, boy. But wow, man. No water.
Right, so tell me Warriors-Lakers. We've seen this before. Jordan Kendall said Maverick. I mess with that.
I'm going to be honest.
Golden State in L.A., my boy.
Armin Ham has reached Doc Rivers levels for me. And I can't trust it, bro. So I'm going to take the Warriors by proxy, man.
Oh, gosh. So you're giving Warriors because of Darvin Ham.
If I got to take one game, I'm probably going to take the Warriors because I don't see Darvin Ham consistently making the right decisions. In a seven-game series, I can see Brian literally, like, coaching them through on the court. But in one game, nah, bro. Brian going to be on the highway again playing SWV, riding around, contemplating life. Where you got to go next?
I'm not doing this with you, bro.
I'm going to take the Lakers in one game, man, just like they did 2 years ago.
So they'll beat the Warriors, and then if the Mavericks beat the Suns, they would play Phoenix.
Hold up. Now, before the show, when we was talking about this, Drew just said he don't trust the Lakers to beat the Warriors.
Can I answer? No, I didn't say that. I said I trust them that they might make the play-in, but they won't make the playoffs.
He said they won't beat a Golden State and a Phoenix. They'd beat one of them, not both.
So you say they won't only beat one of them, not both.
If you let me answer.
Look at this. Somebody's in the chat.
I don't see them beating
Is that the Podfather? Is that Derek Jr.?
That's the second greatest hater alive right there, boy. Because if you think anything about the Celtics, Derek want to fight, dog. And I'd be ready to go back and forth. What up, homie?
Hey, him and P-Dub were going at it a few weeks ago on Twitter.
Oh, man. I can only imagine.
I still think in a one game, I would take the Warriors. Only because of the fact of Draymond. And I just think Steph just at any time can give you that shot. And I really don't trust Darvin Ham.
That's hard, bro.
That's you know that's what, hard. Man? If they bring back Darvin Ham next year after this,
that's crazy.
They bring back Darvin Ham after this, bro,
can't do it.
Come on, dog.
I don't know why you think it's not going to happen. You got Rob Pelinka in the front office.
I ain't doing it, bro.
I'm tired of stupidity.
consider me a Bulls fan or something, bro. Because
hey, look, I'm gonna say this and move on. We're gonna get to the Eastern Conference. We're gonna say this and move on because let's get to this Eastern side. That's where Derek live at. Let's talk to this. So this Eastern Conference playoff playing busters. You got the Hawks and the Bulls at 9-10. Who you got?
The Bulls.
The Bulls probably right now.
The Bulls. Trae Young come back.
He's 76er.
Better basketball. If Embiid come back, I'm taking the Sixers.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
If he come back healthy, I got.
They said he just started practicing last Friday. So we'll see.
Hey, chill out there.
I agree, bro.
That's a fact. Ham is, man, Lord Jesus.
Hey, see, quit hating on Trae Young now. Don't just say the Bulls like that. No.
All right, 76.
DeMar playing out of his mind, though.
Right? If Joel comes back, we're saying Heat.
Yeah, no. If Joel comes back, I'm saying Sixers.
Sixers, all right, so y'all go.
I'm going to put this out here because I know the question is going to be there. If Joel comes back and he's healthy, the only team that I worry about is the Celtics. I wouldn't want them to see the Celtics until, like, the Eastern Conference Finals. They can beat every other team with a healthy Joel there, and they've proven they have the ability to do that, especially Cleveland. But if he's not healthy, we might as well just wait till next year. If
he is healthy, then you guys want seventh seed.
Yeah.
You want it because you want to see Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Makes sense. All right. So
play round one, the Bucks.
Say it again.
They will play the Bucks round one.
Round one.
Either the Bucks or the Cavs.
They play the Bucks right now.
Mm. Okay, yeah. I'll take that.
And then you got going to eight. So if the Heat, it'd be the Heat and the Celtics, which we definitely know. We definitely know.
That's done, bro.
The team nobody talking about is the Magic. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this while Derek is in here. The Celtics don't want to see the Magic in a seven-game series consistently. Unless Jason Tatum is turned up to 100, Paolo will come in there and wreck shop.
He gonna shoot 30 shots for sure.
The thing, okay, let's just speak to that real quick. Only because Derek's joined the chat. We love you so much, Myers Jr. I don't think did we put up his last comment, producer?
Every team should worry about the.
I don't think every team is.
They're not.
I think the collective around the league is, can we trust JT? In big moments, not to be a great player. We understand that and know that. In the bigger moments, can we trust JT? Y'all have you look on paper and what we've seen this season, y'all should be in the NBA Finals.
The East is really
anything about sure that is a failed season.
The East is nothing but matchups. Because if the right matchup happens, a top seed can literally go down. Like Cleveland is good. But if Cleveland sees like a healthy Heat team or the Magic or the Sixers, you don't believe in them. The Celtics are head and shoulders above everybody, but the Celtics have problems with specific teams. Like they wouldn't want to see Cleveland for some reason. I know you're gonna be on Twitter talking crap. They wouldn't want to see Cleveland. They wouldn't want to see the Magic. The Magic play defense, bro.
I like them.
The Magic comes to play games, and people aren't taking them seriously, and they need to.
Did he just say Paolo over Tatum?
Over Big Deuce? And look, with that comment, I don't disagree. Like, I think there has been big moments, right? But it's the inconsistency that we've seen from like game to game. But I think if y'all do it right, like y'all should be in NBA Finals. Like the players that y'all have picking up Drew, picking up KP, like that team is built for the NBA Finals. I would love to see them in there. So
you seem a little bit neutralized, man. I don't know what's going on with Drew Holiday out there.
Can I keep it a buck? Right, because it's going to ruffle some feathers. Right, right now, Jason Tatum is LeBron before Wade told him to take over. When him and Jalen are on the court,
look at you, man.
It's a bro. You can't say anything critical about LeBron. We already know this because he worked for Spring Hill.
Just the fact you said KD. Now you changed it.
We mean.
Oh, you said.
I'm talking about how he is right now as far as certain things. When you think about Jason Tatum, he's a great player. Offense, defense, he does everything. But who's talking about that? You just got a problem because we're talking about your inconsistent Celtics. Y'all been great for 8 years, bro. You still ain't won a championship. We've had 3 or 4 coaches.
Was that a trigger? I'm triggered.
What are you saying, big dog? Like, you do that, bro.
He said, Philly, he went off.
Bring up the point. Jason Tatum is a great player, but until he gets to the point where he wants to completely take over instead of sometimes deferring to Jalen, they're always going to have that problem, dog. That's like that's the issue. They go back and forth. Like Jalen is great, but Jason Tatum is the star of that team. He has to be.
Yeah,
that's the only way you're going to win the championship. And LeBron and D-Wade went through the same thing until LeBron literally was like, "All right, it's my team." They didn't win.
I feel it. We'll make sure. Look, I'm excited to see what the NBA playoffs are going to be. I'm excited to see what they got, man. Like, I think that's going to be a good squad, and they definitely have it and should be in the NBA finals. But we'll see that. We'll definitely see that. Make sure I'm triggered. Hey, make sure y'all. Hey, look, keep tuning in with us. We got more for y'all coming right back after this, man. Check out sponsor of the show. Shout out to the team and the squad, MTMV Sports, Full 94, man. Be right back.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand, it's a lifestyle.
Shout out to the squad, man. Shout out to the team, one of our beloved sponsors. I'm coming on next week, please.
When you come please, on?
I'm asking you, forgot how long. Come on to the squad. Every time, every Monday. You know what it is.
The Celtics get blown out this week. I'm telling you. You're dedicating the whole segment.
Shout out to the squad, man. Big bro. Ozell Brand, man. Much love, as always. You can cop that anywhere. Shoes are getting sold. Check out the website, man. Check out Wally World. Got cleats, got shoes. Solid pair. Heard nothing but great things, man. Shout out to the team, big bro. Let's get to this March Madness, man. It's about that time. It is about that time. Now, what men and women? Now, let's ask this first question. Are you more excited about men's March Madness or the women's March Madness? Be honest.
Women's.
Ju?
I don't know, bro. I think I'm equally excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think what I've seen here recently over the past few years is the competitiveness, the rivalries, like the women's NCAA is here. And they've been here, but I'm glad that they're getting their just due with the teams they got. When you talk about Iowa's and LSU's and South Carolina's, and I mean we're gonna talk about some teams that we think can be some bracket busters. So let me talk to me about this. Give me one team on the men's side, Drew, you thinking can bust some people's brackets up.
Tough, bro. I think that alma mater Purdue. Shout out to the Boilermakers. And I like Kentucky, bro. I like Rob Dillingham. I think I'm gonna ruffle some fellas out there and make a quick little Cinderella run.
Hey, man. I mean, at the beginning of the season, I was very unsure. So I'm excited to even see them in there. You know what I mean? Like, let's get to it. Will, what you think, man? Give me one on the men's side.
New Mexico. Oh. New Mexico is turning it on at the right time. They in the right bracket. They potentially face, I think, Clemson and then Baylor. And both of them are like upset ready. And their defense is crazy. Like, their offense is nice, but their defense is crazy. I think you can see them upset Clemson first and then potentially a major upset against Baylor, and then from there it just depends on what they do.
Man, I like that. I got to throw another team in there, man. I'm going to shout out to James Madison, bro. I really look at any team that has 30-plus wins. I mean, you got to look at them. They went 31-3 this season, top 10 in scoring. And you talk about almost 18 points from Terrence Edwards and the what's the guy from Boston College? Bickerstaff. I think he's over averaging a little under 14. But you talk about two players that can do some things, especially in March Madness. This is the time where it's fun. Let's take it over to the women's side. Give me one women's team you think can bust up some brackets, bro. Will, I'm gonna come back to you. What you got?
And I got two, man. And it's upset special because that region with Iowa and LSU, the game may not happen. Neither team may not make it.
Wow.
Princeton and Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah.
Literally have the opportunity to bust up brackets like crazy. Now there's one team that's my favorite right now. Yeah, shout out to USC. There's one team that's my favorite right now, but they coming up against South Carolina, and that's Notre Dame. Shout out to Hannah Hidalgo. Last time she played South Carolina, I think she gave them like 33.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I don't see that upset happening, but look out for LSU and Iowa.
When is the first round of 64? Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it starts Thursday, 12-15. That's Mississippi State and Michigan.
Yep.
I'm excited about this. I got what you got? You talk to me. Yes, Hannah Balls.
I like LSU, bro. I think we see the rematch, man. I saw the coach. I guess the coach that's playing Iowa talking about, let's send Caitlin home. Like, why would you do that, bro?
Don't give no ammo. You don't
need no bore material, man. But I think we're gonna see the matchup. The team I'm probably most excited to watch is most definitely USC. I wonder if she can put on a quick little Steph Curry Cinderella run in her first March Madness.
I think she's gonna show up, but I don't think it's gonna last, bro. I think two rounds, maybe.
I don't think she got enough ammo, but she might, bro. She might.
USC was out here winning games though without her scoring big too, though. So
that's true.
Can't discount them.
It's definitely a true statement. Talk to me about. I'm gonna go Fairfield, bro. I think when I look at this team, again, I got to mention 30 win teams. You get the 30 wins, you had a good season. They started the season 1-1, bro, and then went on 29 straight.
Yikes.
To end the season. You're talking about a team that this is and the one they lost was a buzzer beater to Vanderbilt. Like, it wasn't even like they didn't get blown out. It was a buzzer beater. They lost this game. Like, yeah. This is what I'm thinking. Like, and when you talk about what is it, Janelle, Megan Anderson, Coach of the Year, you got Carly Dudonis as well. Like, when you're looking at this team and what they put on the court, it's a good product, right? And you winning 29 straight games has to be said for something. So, but I think, like you mentioned, a Fairfield, a Princeton, Middle Tennessee. What about UNLV?
I can't see where UNLV.
I'm just throwing 15 straight, third, like 30-2, like the 30 win teams. You really got to see, like, you know what I mean.
So we didn't talk about three number one teams, man. Is the other one not a factor or what?
I wouldn't say not a. Why are you about to laugh, bro?
Oh, no. Is Texas just there because they there or what?
No, Texas earned their way, but the fact that the other teams are such like large, like, I guess, media-driven teams, you're not hearing about Texas as much, but Texas could run away with the whole thing. Like, if anybody gave South Carolina fits,
yeah,
to me it would be Texas.
I'm not mad at that.
Sold on the whole LSU. So let me tell you why, right? When that game happened and all of them got put out, and me and C talked about this, right? You think your superstar is going to be the person that won the game. Angel still played the game. They did not beat South Carolina, even with the stars out.
I thought that was toward the end, though.
Even still, you still had a chance to win. Yeah. Angel's the superstar. Kim always talking about what Angel can do, and I'm not knocking Angel or anything, but if you couldn't beat them when Camilla was out, how are you gonna beat them when she in? Camilla had all game.
I want to see that, bro. I need to see that again, dog.
Nah, bro.
They keep Buddy at home though. Let him get to stay home.
Keep the brother.
Yeah.
That's all
closure made,
brother.
Yeah, he needs to stay home.
Bro, but hopped in like he's about to swing on a female. Really crazy.
Sister, man.
They say he jumped out there and saw that he was the smallest person on the court.
Oh, Mighty Mouse. Like, hey, what y'all trying to do? Chill out, man. 6'8". Relax, my boy. Give me another team on the men's side. Will, just what you thinking? You said who'd you mention? I forgot who you mentioned.
For what? For the men's side?
For the men's side.
New Mexico.
That's
right. Man, I'm always going Villanova.
Hey, shout out to Drake though.
They always
because I think both of those teams, men and women's, have a really good chance to bust some people's brackets. These both of these teams are very good. And I've noticed on the men's side, they went 28-6. And I think on the women's side, they went like, I think I got a 26 or 27 win. So I'm thinking on both sides, you gotta want it and think like you, if I'm at run to this team, and I feel like right around this time is when we get to see the folks. Like March Madness is exciting, right? Like, but I think that's just me though.
I think in the women's bracket, you're more likely to see the top teams win more than you are in the men's bracket. I think the men's bracket is probably gonna be all over the place. Because you think about the top teams, I think what Houston just lost.
Yeah.
North Carolina just lost. North Carolina is probably due for a really, really big upset, to be honest, yeah, the way they're playing right now.
I think UConn got a real good chance of just taking it all, bro. That's just me. At number one, they're at the men's side. Yeah. I think when I look at who they got, in their path to get to the Final Four, I don't think it's super hard. You know what I mean? But I guess we just gotta see.
16.
You gotta see, man. Look, let's keep talking about this, man. Obviously, put your comments in the chat. Make sure to follow us at Full94 on everything, man. We got a lot of conversations. Got two of these things before we get out of here, man. This different. This would you rather is going to be different. And not only because I'm not coming with nothing, but me and Jude did this. I think it was just me and you, Jude, that time. But the would you rather is going to come from y'all. Check this out. Now, you can come off the top of the dome. Obviously, you had to because I didn't tell y'all beforehand. So this is exactly why I like this would you rather. You got to come up with one and ask the squad, which would be the other two, obviously, and then figure out and kind of try to make it interesting. What you thinking like? Well, I know Will got tons of these because he looks at these all the time. And I guarantee you, Drew got a couple of these because he talk about it all the time. I can't tell you how many times we done put in our group chat, hey, bro, hey, pick three. What about the three at their peaks? Give me – that's the one we could have did today. Woodish, do you got one on top of your dome right now?
Yeah. Actually, based off what we talked about earlier.
Bet, talk to me.
Would you rather NBA peak? You taking Tim Duncan? Or you taking Shaquille O'Neal?
At their peak?
At their peak.
I don't think it's hard.
I don't think it's hard either, bro.
I don't think it's hard.
Now, I need y'all to remember what Tim Duncan did his rookie year before y'all say something like crazy.
That ain't his peak, though.
But I think about it. That wasn't his peak, right? His peak came when he was in the league.
This is my thing. I don't think that's a hard question because I'm going with Timmy D.
I'm going with Shaq, bro.
But you know what? We argued about this earlier, though. What was Shaq's peak?
We did. This is facts.
I would have to say his peak was probably the three finals MVPs in a row. Had to be, bro. That had to be his peak.
I think your argument earlier was, though, or he did more in Orlando.
Yeah, he did more in Orlando.
He was there. But he was just bigger and stronger than everybody else when he got to LA.
Also, we talked about this in the podium talk. Shaq got them three MVPs, but he kind of rolled Kobe back on part of them joints.
Oh my god.
There's an entire article talking about this that y'all can find about Phil Jackson telling Kobe to carry Shaq to the playoffs and get to the East. That's not me. That's true, but
so in 2000, Shaq won the MVP, and each year they won the championship, he got the Finals MVP. You might be right, bro. He might have just laid back until the finals and let Kobe win.
Shaq at that time was just big, bro. So who's gonna stop him?
I think they both were just the perfect tandem. I don't think we'll ever see a tandem like that again, man.
Bro, they're gonna try to figure out what you got, man. You got one.
Would you rather injury edition? Who would you rather? Who would you rather not have gotten injured?
Ooh.
Derrick Rose.
I don't care about
Grant Hill.
Oh, that's a great one.
Give me Grant Hill. I like D Rose, but Grant Hill's ceiling was crazy ridiculous.
I agree, but I was watching Norris Cole talk about D Rose, And he said no point guard today would stand a chance. Do y'all agree?
I don't think there's one. I don't see one.
As far as what?
MVP Derrick Rose, if he was in the league right now, with any step point guard?
What person? Yeah. But he's saying what point guard would have stopped him? Yeah. Exactly. Ain't nobody out. Holiday would have the best chance. But he
I ain't going to say nobody would have stopped him, but I can name at least three or four that would have went toe-to-toe with him, no problem.
Who you got?
Give me Maxie.
It got to be somebody that's going to guard him, though.
Yeah, point guard. Give me Maxie. Give me Haliburton for his length and the fact that Haliburton was literally a pass-first point guard. Give me Shea, because Shea's a point guard, technically. And that would have been a crazy matchup.
I'd love that.
And I'm going to go off the beaten path. Give me Jamal from Denver.
I'm gonna say this, man. He giving Jamal and Haliburton about 40, so bro. He giving them about 40. Shea might stand a chance though.
Yeah,
I would love to see him and Maxie go against each other, because when they talk about Maxie now, they talk about how Maxie is literally probably the fastest guard in the league. And that would have been fun, because D Rose is more physical, so that would have been dope. But I'll give you that. He probably would have gave Holly some buckets.
Facts. All right, I got one. Give me the top of the league Euros. You going Jokic or Doncic? Who you got? Starting your squad with? This is your star player and you're building around him.
That's too easy.
It's too easy.
Jokic.
Give
me Jokic all day.
I'm taking Luka.
I'm gonna tell you why, bro.
Tell me why.
He can do everything that Luka does, but way more efficient. And currently, right now, it's literally nobody that can guard him.
Yeah,
it's a couple people. Joel Embiid might be the only one I seen like guard him.
I think Giannis did pretty good on him.
When he take the challenge, yeah.
I'm going to take Luka, because Luka's game offensively is crazy.
It is.
And on top of that, you also have to look at the fact that Luka is a point guard first. So you can literally – you can get a defensive center – who literally plays in the middle and not worry about it. But with Luka, to me, Luka is the perfect combination of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. He got a shot like Larry where you just don't know. And then with Magic, he's just all over the place and he makes his team better. Kyrie works now, but Luka's never just had that teammate where it's just like, all right, Jokic has had that. He's got that with Jamal Murray.
Facts.
They've had time to really build. I think that's the great thing about Denver and what they're building, which is literally a dynasty. They had time to build that. If you see that a lot more with teams and players, we'll be talking a lot highly about certain players in this league without confusion. And that's the difference with Denver and everybody else.
Well, let me say this. And you can't give an explanation. You just got to choose. And then we're going to go to that podium talk and end it with Woodruff. Woodruff got something to say to the people. Prime. We'll go prime on both. Giannis Antetokounmpo or Hakeem the Dream?
Man, don't do this.
I did. I love you.
I'm taking the Dream.
Do what you got, bro.
Give me Giannis, man.
Hey,
sorry.
I like the dichotomy. This
as great as he is. Give me Giannis, man.
This is good. Yeah. Hey, look, what this next segment is called, man. Hope y'all continue to tune in with us. We love the fact that y'all are tuning in with us, man. Make sure y'all follow us at Full 94 Podcast on everything. That's Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. This last thing right here, man, is podium talk. And Woodruff said he got something to say, something he want to talk about. Woodruff, the floor is yours, brother.
Hey, man, I love the NBA. I love the game. I think we all do. But at some point, we've gotten to a point where it's literally tribalism, and everybody is just looking for a reason to either hate the last generation or the last player. This thing that y'all done called We Done With the 90s is ridiculous. Y'all done said stuff like Jordan ain't got no left hand. Y'all done said stuff like Isaiah wouldn't last in this era. I've even seen somebody literally say that Tracy McGrady was literally trash back then, all because of the fact that his teams didn't win. At some point, y'all who all hate the 90s, y'all were born in like 2004, 2005. Y'all were born doing baggy t-shirts and when they was out here popping and locking. You need to literally go back and watch basketball. Watch YouTube clips and don't watch it just so you can sit up here and say, oh, he wasn't as great as him. He wasn't as great as him. Your favorites today were literally inspired by the players of the 80s and the 90s. We don't have to disrespect the game just to elevate another generation or another player. We can appreciate everybody, appreciate what the game is, and maybe we can get away from ring culture and get back to the point to where we're just like, man, this is my favorite player. I love this team. We don't have to be like this. Shout out to the 90s Knicks, man. Shout out to the 80s Detroit Pistons, who were great. Shout out to Larry Bird, who for some reason, y'all swear up and down, is just trash. Larry will beat the brakes off of half of these players today off of his smarts because he basically moved like Luka Doncic. Do your research before you start saying this nonsense and start carrying on. And there's somebody on this show who does the same thing, but I ain't gonna call my brother out. What's up, dude? That's my podium talk.
Did he say what's up?
Nothing bad to say. I agree.
Hey, put that last comment up before we get out of here. I need to see that.
I agree.
Please put that last comment.
Bro, I'm gonna probably like it in high school, bro. Nothing
like it. Hey, look, man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Look, this is what it is. Follow us at 494 Podcast on everything: Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We are on there. This is what we like to talk about. I always tell somebody what to do. That's exactly what it is. But that's just Jew used to dance. See, we should talk about you, bro. You be pop locking, man. Hey, talk to us. We make sure y'all tune in, man. 494 Podcast here on MTMV Sports every Monday, 8:30. Come talk to us. This is where basketball is talked about. You want to talk about basketball? This is where you got to come and see us at, man. Y'all be safe. Be easy. Y'all want to contribute to the movement as well. 494 Podcast on Cash App. Put that dollar sign.
I'm giving hugs.
And send that out to it. We're just giving free hugs out to
Hold on. I'm giving hugs to the Jones. I'm giving hugs to
the free hugs to everybody. Anybody who wants free hugs, everybody.
All right, 28 through 43. I'm giving me a hug. I smell good. Credit is popping. You know what I'm saying? I drink juice. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Take a long walk like Jill Scott. Just make sure you cash at me that $2.
You already know. Tune in. 494 Podcast here on MTMV Sports, man. God bless. Peace and love.
Hey guys, it's your girl C, and you just watched the show on MTMV Sports Network. And if you like what you see and you want more exciting content, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel.